Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 After, thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence. Bob Kuska is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of the Fusion Factor, and the guy who's been helping us over the last few years make sure that we do a better job of taking care of our employees, of finding the right employees, and dealing with the human factor. In as we put our businesses together and take them forward. Bob Kuska, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be here.
It's good to have you here, Bob. Thanks for joining us. And one of the things that I want you to talk to us about today is something I know you work on quite a bit. And over the years, you spent a lot of years with Gillette. You know, you saw this happen over the years. You know, every company tends to, especially small businesses, we tend to not have as much of a regard, at least I don't know, maybe regard is not the right word, but we tend to not think about too much the brain trust that we have amassed in our business. The people who know where the bodies are buried, they know where the keys are kept, they know all the little idiosyncrasies of the customers and the vendors and you know all the things that we've learned. They know about the mistakes that we made. Sometimes I think we take all that for granted as we move forward. What do you think?
Oh, you know, we're so busy as small business people, Jim, focusing on the marketing and the selling and the engineering
making
or whatever
payroll.
Our core business competency, yeah. That we don't look forward on the people stuff. You know, we're reactive rather than proactive. And I find that small businesses don't realize the impact. Losing that one key employee, not having a plan, can be devastating.
And there are two things to think about. One is just a key employee who leaves you in their prime, who might potentially leave you in their prime, and the other is losing a key employee because they just it's time for them to go. They're ready to retire. Or maybe it's a partner who's ready to ride off into the sunset, and that's a real disruption, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I was meeting with a small business recently, and the owner looked at me. We're talking about his key players, and his four key players were all over the age of 60.
Wow!
And I asked them, and they were great guys, and they were very competent, and they had no plans to retire. But they could retire any day, and he didn't have a backup plan.
Well, if you think about it, if you got four guys over 60, you know, you got four different possible scenarios. You got a retirement, you got somebody who starts not doing their job, somebody who gets a disease, and somebody who gets run over by a truck. I mean, you know, life happens, right?
Or number five, somebody who hits the lottery, right?
No, that's supposed to be me, Bob. Of course. That'll never be me because you have to actually buy a ticket.
There you go.
You have to buy a lottery ticket. But seriously, boy, that guy, he better start doing some planning.
And that's exactly what we're doing right now, Jim, with him. Well, the first thing we're doing is defining what are the skills that these individuals bring to the table. You talked about, you know, the skeletons and the knowledge,
right.
The hidden knowledge. You know, we're trying to define what is that institutional knowledge mm-hmm. that these guys have locked up in their brains that we're going to need to replicate if they were to leave.
And here's the other thing, Bob. Sometimes it's not that we all know this and they're one of them, the people who know it. Sometimes they're the one who's discovered it. We don't even know that they discovered it. They may not even know they discovered it, but they're doing it and they're being successful doing what they're doing. And when they leave, nobody knows how they did it.
That's right.
I mean, there actually are things like cases like that.
Yep. And so what I encourage people to do, Jim, and it's very simple. Well, it sounds a little complicated, but it's not. I encourage them, before you ever get to that point where you say, oh, my God, Jim's left, and now what am I going to do, to define what I call a competency model. And it's nothing more than what is the knowledge that this individual has. So he might have knowledge about his industry. What are the skills? He might be great at sales or great at relationships. And what are the key attributes? You know, he has a tremendous work ethic or, you know, an approach that someone else doesn't have. And define those prior to the point that you need it so you can go look for it at the time that you do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, that's well said, Bob. And I want to talk about those things. As we're going to take a quick break in a second. When we come back, I want you to help us. I want you to lay those things out for us to come up with this model. And folks, I encourage you to apply this to anybody in your organization that you don't want to lose. If you look around at your people, and maybe it could be anybody, you know, and what would happen if we lost that person? You might say, well, no biggie, I'll hire somebody else. But then this other person, you might be saying, well, wow, I sure don't want to lose that person. What are you going to do about that if it happens? We'll talk about that with Bob Cuska right after these messages. 20 Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.